Good morning and welcome to Joshua Montel audio blog. Today is 31st of August 2012. So, I'm a huge fan of wrestling. And when I talk wrestling, I'm not talking about that old school Olympic Greek sport of wrestling or oil wrestling. For me, that's something I don't watch and I'm not really interested in, to be honest. I'm a huge fan of show wrestling, and then when I talk about show wrestling, I'm talking about the WWE, and it used to be called up to 2002 as the World Wrestling Federation, and because of the initial WWF, which also could stand for the World Wildlife Fund, of course, they had to change their name to WWE, which stands for World Wrestling Entertainment. So anyways, as a kid, I grew up watching wrestling. My childhood hero was the British Bulldog, and nowadays he already passed away. But as a kid, yeah, he was the guy who come from England, right? And WWF at the time, it was from America, an American company, right? So yeah, European, closest to where I'm living. I'm Dutch, by the way. So yeah. For me, he was my hero, wrestling hero, as I grew up. But that was when I was a kid. But they used to show it at Sky Sports, but eventually they dropped the programming and we couldn't watch it anymore. So I didn't really grow up watching wrestling, only in my younger years. But after that, in 1998, well, actually, and it's not true. There used to be Mexican wrestling or on Eurosport, which I used to watch, and it was always late at night, but I was just not a casual watcher. I guess I was around 10 years old or something. But anyways, in 1998, WCW, which is another wrestling organization, World Championship Wrestling, and by now it's already defunct, but at the time they started showing wrestling on Dutch television, and since the moment they showed it, I was hooked. And since then, I never let it go. I kept watching it. I became a huge fan. Me and my younger brother became a huge fan of wrestling. And since then, I started collecting magazines, actually tapes, but nowadays, of course, DVDs and Blu-rays I'm collecting. So WCW was kind of the turning point of collecting wrestling again, because before the time the only thing I really loved was comic books, but I don't collect comic books anymore. I like to read them once in a while, I buy once in a while, but I'm not a devoted comic book collector anymore. But anyways, talking back about wrestling, I'm a huge fan. I've never seen it live, by the way, but I order DVDs and Blu-rays quite often, because if you look on the internet, there are guys who have like hundreds of those wrestling DVDs, and I don't think I even have 150. It sounds like a lot, but not satisfied with my collection right now. So I hope to get some more, and as a bargain hunter, if I see a good deal, and I buy it, because some wrestling DVDs can be kind of expensive for one disc, right? So you can get more for one price of one, then it's a good deal, I guess. And nowadays they broadcast wrestling on Eurosports, but it has the Dutch dub. I don't watch that. And the show is outdated by 3 weeks. So if you watch wrestling, I want to see the most recent one. If it was, I'm watching the regular programming, I'm watching it day after, because if I watch it live, I had to stay awake and don't want to watch wrestling at 2 or 3 a.m., which I could be doing right now, but I'm not. Okay, this was my Joshua Montel audio blog, just a short stuff about wrestling. But I'm a huge fan, and I consider making some more audio blogs about wrestling in the near future. Okay, thanks for listening. Bye.